In West of Onim, that's where they put their vonim. The Pasuk says they put it down in Gilgal. That was the Maisa when they went over the Yarden with the Hagrizim and Harezel. Now the Gemara goes to explain the Mishnah. The Mishnah started off to say the word Parsha Soita is Nemro B'choloshim. That the Kahanim tell the Psukim to the lady, to the Soita, it's Nemro B'choloshim. The Gemara says, Minolan, how do we know the Parsha Soita can be said in any language? The Pasuk says, V'yomar ha-koyin li'isha. The Koyin says to the Isha, Samashma b'choloshim shuayim there. Says Loshin, V'yomar ha-koyin, the Koyin has to speak to her. Say, Mashma, any language you want is good. Rashi says, Okay, sin of Yomel Isha, the Koloshin Shi Shemas. My Kruayal, what is the free? Long the same Yomel Koin Isha. Stan the Yomel Elo Isha. Elo Isha's Rashi, Mashma Dvorma Nechnosim Beliba, Shetay Makeras Beloshin. The Iker, when the Koyin talks to this Saita, to tell her like the Kololos, it has to be something that goes into her that she understands it. So Melo, she doesn't understand Loshin HaKodesh, there's no purpose in saying these klolos to what the scare in Lashon HaKodesh. But since the diak is by Saita, the Kohen has to tell her these klolos, like the scare to make it to be made, that's the svara that you have to say it in a language that she'll understand it. So Melo, you can say it in any language. Yeah. Right. Tana Rabbi, what is this? Not in the Brisa. Mashmi noisa b'chol lashon shehi. Mashmi noisa b'chol lashon shehi shemas. You tell her in any language that she understands. Amahi shoisa on why she has to drink. Uvamehi shoisa. And what does she drink? Shrashi amahi shoisa mizavars b'yazul shayim ala pritzus goros b'choshetish. Because the pritzus you have to drink. Uvamahi shoisa, how are you going to drink it? The kli moist, we give you an ugly earthly kli. From Akida Shacharis we had before, the ugly earthly kli. Over Mehi Shaisa, but Makida Shacharis. And Ama Nitmas, Aliska is Chayk Fialdus, like what caused you? The Rashi says, Mia Vilu de Tumma, what caused you to have this nus? Chayk Fakalis Rosh, Stam laughter and joking around. He says, Kte Liasaras Anoshim, this begins to give Musa to the ladies. Shleikilu Rosh and Imanoshim, they should not be lightheaded with the men. Shaidei Kach, Boyas today, Fitzov Savitna. Because when you come light and talk to men, you may end up to be a Saita and you're going to have to drink the water and it may make your stomach burst. Now, Uvamei Nitmas, Vishoyge Goyde Mezid, Biyena Seberotzen. That's what we tell her. Shrashi Vamei Nitmas, Mashmi Moisa. Halokha Samay Mamoru, Malayza Tumain Boitke Moisa. That we explain to exactly what type of nus that you had, will the water take effect? If you did this nus, the mezid, so the water will check you out. But let's say she was a shegeg, that she thought her husband died, so she thought she's allowed to live with that man, so therefore then the water will not check her out. So we tell her the halachas of the Mayim Morim. The Me'amorim Tak will only affect her if she did the Chet B'mezit. Zemar v'chol kach lom akam, we say all these things, Rashi, lonu ledia balochas amayim, what do we have to tell all these alochas for? Es vishlem hanach kemaisa mishum v'nois v'kol noshim. It's good the first things we scare her in order that other ladies should learn Musa not to be frequent talk, not to be talking with men. But just found these alochas when she drinks, what do we have to tell her for? Zemar says, shelo lohoitzi laz o Me'amorim, that should not be moitzi laz. Rashi says, "Nitmas b'yoynus hashegeges." That let's say the lady knows in herself that she did have this nus, and she's denying it. And lady, she drinks the water, and she sees nothing happens to her. So she'll go out and talk to everybody. The water is a big joke. Don't be afraid to drink the water; it doesn't take effect. So we have to tell her that loch is no. That you should know that the reason why it may not take effect, because if you had this nus b'shegeg or b'yoynus, then tackle the water does not check you out. The only time the water gives you the klala is she did the avera b'mezit. That's the purpose of telling it over now. So not to be mighty laz on the me'amor. So that's how we know pekitza the pasha. So it is nemer b'choloshim. Then the Mishnah says vidu ma'isa. That's at the third year when you take out all your ma'isa, you say these pashas of vidui that you did all the halachas the way you were supposed to. You're allowed to say it in any language. Minolon, how do we know this? The pasuk says v'yomar tolufnei Hashem l'kecho. You have to speak out in front of Hashem and you say, Biyati HaKadosh Min HaBayis. I took out all my mitzvahs, mekayim all my mitzvahs. The yalef amira misoita. You learn that on amira it says here v'yamatlef ne'ashem, and by soita before it says v'yomar akoyim. So misoita v'cholosh and shuaymer. Just like by soita, we just got finished saying the svara that over there is the purpose that she should understand it. So pshita we said in any language she understands. Here also we said in any language she understands. Omale Rav Zvidli Abaya, the Leilef Amira Malaviyim. Let's learn out the Amira Malaviyim. Mala Halan Beloshen Akredish. So forget now. You're telling me the next part of the Mishnah says all the Chumris that's only said Beloshen Akredish. You're learning it out from the Leviyim, from the Kloloi, that that's the Dav Karag Rizman Arevil, the Dav Beloshen Akredish. Let's say Pufaket. Let's say there also it's Nemma Becholoshen. So was the Leilef Leilef Amira Malaviyim. Mal halam b'loshen akredish. No, not forget. I mean, learn out vidu meisa the loshen of yamato from levian. I mean, forget. Levian avad is loshen akredish. But let's say now mal halam b'loshen akredish. Just like by levian hagrizma rebels daf b'loshen akredish. Afkan maybe here also by bikurim is daf b'loshen akredish. All right, turn over. That's a kasha. Maybe Bikurim also is dafka b'loshen HaKodesh. So the Marian says, Donin Amira Gredosa Mi Amira Gredosa. It's more mistake with learn out the Pasuk of Bikurim of Yomar Lefnei Hashem Lekecha. From the Pasha of Soita that also says V'yomar. V'yein Donin Amira Gredosa Mi Aniyah V'yamira. Mashen Kein, by the Pasha of Leviyim, there it says Loshen of Aniyah V'yamira. So there we say V'dafka means Loshen HaKodesh. But not by Avidu Maisa, and not by Saita. Tanya, we learn like this. Hashem ben Yechoy Yoymer. Oda Moymer Shvachoy Bekel Namach. Person says a Shvach in a low voice. Ugenusa Bekel Ram. And give a Genai, people say in a loud Lashon. That's what people do. Shvachoy Bekel Namach. How do we know when you say Shvach, pray to say in the low Lashon, min Vidi HaMaisa? That's by Vidi HaMaisa, that you're saying over Shvach about yourself, you're saying that, Lo Yavati Mitzvasecho, Lo Shechochti. You're saying you didn't do any Averis here by Maisa, you did all the Mitzvahs, that's a Shvach. And still we're supposed to say the Lashon, Nomach, a low Lashon. Rashi says, Mid Loik Siv Be Aniyah. Since it does not say the Lashon of Aniyah, Aniyah, Aniyah means shouting it out loud. So it doesn't say that by the Pasha of Vidu Maisa, Mash, when you're saying that you did all the mitzvahs, you say it low. But Gunusoi, that's that you say the Gunus, that's Bekol Ram, we say in a loud voice. How do we know? In Mikra Bikurim. From the Pasha of Bikurim. Shrashi Gunusim is going around the Yerbidobi, that's what we say they're bad about Klai Yisrael. Haimu Gunusoi, Shematudim, Ashavim, Lovon, Harami, Hoya Russia, that our great fathers, Lovon, was a Russia. And that we say out loud. For the Gemara, Gnusa Bekorom, is it true that we say the Gnus Bekorom? How come we were mistaken to say Tfilo Shemun Esrei? We say it low. Kadesh to Levayish es Oivre Yavera. Not to be Levayish to people that are Mizvada by Tfilo, and they speak out the Averis that they did. So that's one of the reasons why we say Tfilo low. So you see what, when we say Gnus, we say it low, we don't say that loud. So how come Punk by Bikurim is in you there to say that loud? There it says, Venisa Viamato, Mashmi should say that loud. Ah, you see here when we say Gnus, something there, we're supposed to say it low. Share Lecholach HaKosuv Mokom, Bein Chatas Liela. And another reason for this is, a proof of this is, the Torah didn't make any difference in the place where you bring a Korban Chatas or a Korban Eila. You know why? So that people should not be mavuyish. Like this, there will be a special place where you shech the korban chatis. Whoever will see you bring a korban chatis will say, look at this person, did an avera. You'll be mavuyish the person. So therefore, the mokim where we make the shechita by kodesh kadoshim, by tzvoin the sofen side, we do it there even for a korban oiler also. So therefore, if somebody sees you bringing a korban there, on sofen side, they won't know for sure it's a korban chatis. Maybe it's only a korban oiler. You see, we don't say gnus, barabim, not to mavayish the person. It's worse than like this. Loitem the gnusoi, elay matzaroi. We don't say type of gnus, something bad about you, you don't say that loud. But just a tzaroi, something bad, that we do say it loud. Rashi says, Sara means Sara Shavru Alav. The bad hardships that we have, that we could say that loud. Tainu Sara Shavru Yisroel. Saras Lovin Arami and Saras Mitzrayim. All the Saras that we have by Lovin Arami and the Saras we have by Mitzrayim. Kedatanya will learn like this. The Pasuk says, V'tomei Tomei Yikra. Says that by the Mitzrayim, you should call him a Tomei. What does that mean? That Sarach Lehaidiya Tzara L'Rabim. When you have pains, things are going bad, there's an Indian to be Madiya the Rabbin, tell other people about it. Why? The Rabbin Mevakshim Olav Rachmim. That there's an Eitzah, the other people help you out. They'll come to daven for you. Tfilas a Rabbin, Stam, other people will daven for you. So there's an Indian to be Madiya Tzara L'Rabim, that the Rabbin will be Mevakshim Olav Rachmim. V'chomi Shiro by Dover. Sarach Lehaidiya L'Rabim, Rabbin Mevakshim Olav Rachmim. And anything that happens to you, that you need Rachmei Hashem, that's the Eitzah. The Eitzah is supposed to go tell people that people should go and be mispalo for you. So here's that's the teretz. That a real genus, when you're saying you did a chet, you're not supposed to say that loud. That you say low, that's why we have Shemon Esrei, Balachas, low, that people don't hear the way you did Chatoim. But Tzar, that's the need to speak it out for Rabbin, that we should dive into Hashem to take away the Tzar. Kufa. Omer Rabbi Yechon Mishum Mishum Minichoy. Not to be make embarrassment to people that did Averis and have to say Vidui, speak it out in Shemon Esrei. And a raya for this is, the Torah didn't make a special place where to make the shechit of the Korban Chatis to a Korban Eila. In order not to be Mevayish, the person that has to bring the Chatis, everybody should know he's bringing a Chatis now. Rather, we'll have the same place, so maybe people will know it's a Chatis, they'll think maybe it's a Korban Eila. For the Gemara of Eloi, is that true? They don't have separate places. Ve'ikah damim, does not mean as weak as dam. Dam chatas lamala from the chut asikra, the top part of the mizbeich, for dam oil lamata. Gemara says, hosam kainu diyada. There the pshat is only the kain doing the zrika, the bailam is not there anymore. Vishleila by the shchita, the bailam is there, so we don't want the bailam to be nikar, he's bringing a carbon chatas. But later, the shat is zrika, the kain is doing it, that's not so bad. For the Gemara, I have Ika Chatas Nekeva and Oila Zohar. There's the Chatas of a Nekeva, and Oila only comes from a Zohar, not a Nekeva. So somebody brings a Chatas Nekeva, everybody will know it's a Chatas, they'll know it's not an Oila. And the Gemara, Hosu Mechsaya Balya, you can't tell. The difference is because the tail hangs down and covers up, you can't tell it's Nekeva. Teinach Kivsa, that's good by Keves, by sheep. Sirab, or by goats, Maikilamema, there there's no tail. There you can tell clearly what's a Nekeva. So if they bring in a cave, it's a rai, it's not a korban oil, it's only a korban chatis, the guy will be embarrassed. Hosim iu de kol michse nafshei. He could cover it up himself, the people can't tell it's in a cave. Hosim iu hu de michse vanash, he's embarrassing himself. The boilerly asuya kivsa. He should have brought a kivsa better. If he would have brought a kefas, a sheep, people will know, there it has a tail, you can't tell it's in a cave. So in fact, you want to bring a goat, you're being mavayish yourself, that's not so bad. Like, there's a way out, you shouldn't have done it. The Kamaisi Sira. For the Mora Chatis, the Avaras Chavim, the Lestagi, the Lestira, Michael Amema, there you have to bring a Sira. And then the Keva, so everybody would know it's a Chatis. Hosam Nichsev, therefore care, then we want you to be embarrassed. For Nezuk, he hechad in a Chapalei. When he did a Chet of Avodah Zorah, that's such a terrible Chet, that therefore care. There we want people to know that, but after that you should be embarrassed, that there the embarrassment will be a Kapara for you. So therefore care, we want you to be embarrassed. The chatoyim, the story is not to be embarrassed, don't be madirit, the rabbi. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding the aflamet beis and beis. We're in the middle, now we're up to kriyishma. The kriyishma is also an Indian that you could say it b'chol loshin. Any loshin you want, you could say kriyishma. Gemara says, Minolan, how do we know this, that Kriya Shema's Nemro B'chol Loshen? Gemara says, the Pasuk says, Shema Yisrael. So Shema means like to listen, B'chol Loshen Shata Shemeya. Any language that you could listen in, you yaitz in the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So that's why Kriya Shema could be yaitz in any language. However, they say that Avad, if you could say it B'loshen HaKadosh, you should always say Kriya Shema B'loshen HaKadosh, because it's the special Indian to be medagdik in every single ois. To read it the right way, there's Ramach Teves, and the only way you could do it is to say in Lashon HaKodesh, because to translate it word for word is very hard in English. So even though you yoytze, but Avad Mechatchim, you're supposed to say it in Lashon HaKodesh. Tana Rabbanan learns in a Brice like this. Kriya Shema Kirsova Diva Rebbe. Rebbe holds no, you have to only say Krishma the way it's written. Heis Beloshen HaKadosh. That's all. You can't say it any other way. So Rashi says, Beloshen HaKadosh means. Vechomu Marim Nechomu say no, Bechol Loshen. Any language you want, you can be into the mitzvah. My time with the Rebbe, what's the reason for Rebbe? Or Makro, the Pasuk says, Vohoyu, Vevyosen Yeyu. That it should be the way it's written. In other words, it should stay that way. It's written in Lashon HaKodesh, it should stay that way. For Rabbanan say no, Omakro Shema, B'chol Lashon Shatva Shemei, like we just said. Rabbanan say no, Zemadai from the word Shema, Mashman any language. For the Gemara of Rabbanan, Nami Yoksi V'hoyu, I have Rabbanan also, it says the word V'hoyu, so it should be Mashma, Heviyosin, Yiyu, it should remain in Lashon HaKodesh. So Marin says, Ahu, Shelo Yikrenu L'mafreya. That V'hoyu means you should read it the right way, postik after postik, and not backwards, or not skip around. You can't be yotze if you read it l'mafreya backwards. For the Gemara of a Rebbe, shlo yigrenu l'mafreya minolei. How does Rebbe know this? You can't read it l'mafreya. The Gemara says nafkalei midvorim hadvorim. It says dvorim and it says hadvorim. Mashma these words. The way it's written, that's the way you're supposed to say it straight and not skip around, not backwards. For Rabbanan, the Gemara says dvorim hadvorim l'mashmalu. They don't hold this from Hashmoyas, they don't dash it. So the Gemara of a Rebbe, Nami, Hoksiv Shema, I according to Rebbe also says the word Shema. So Gemara says, Vumi boyelei, lihashmiya liyoznecho ma'ashata moitz meficha. Rebbe holds the word Shema just means you have to hear what you're saying. If you say it so low that you yourself can hear it, then that's you're not yoitz according to Rebbe. Rebbe holds you have to hear what you're saying. For Rabbanan, Savri Lo, what did Rabbanan do with this? Like, why don't they use the words? For Ho you had Shema, to teach me this, you have to hear. So there it says, Rabbanan holds, command the Yom HaKerish Shema. For Lo Hishmi Eliyazna Yotza. For Rabbanan holds that the Shita, that B'dievod, if you say Krishma, and you don't hear what you're saying it so low that you can't even hear yourself, B'dievod, we hold the Yotza. Even though Lechatchila, you're not supposed to do that. Lechatchila, any Dibur that you say, even Shemon Esrei, you're supposed to say it at least that you yourself could hear yourself. If you say it that you yourself can't hear it, the chetchil, it's no good. However, we hold that Rabbanan Shita holds b'dievod. If you said it that way, you are yoitza. Rabbanan Savrilo command the Yom HaKerish Shema L'Yishmi L'Yoznoi Yotza. The verse says, now, Lein Mekasov Rebbe, let's say Rebbe holds.